my gosh, don't spoil it. Yes, you heard it correctly. Women have hair on their bodies. Do I see it correctly? Pubic hair, lives matter. Hi everyone, my name is Stacy. Welcome to the podcast Women's World, where girls talk about girls. If you're interested in the fashion industry, feminism, and social justice, you can discover many interesting articles on these topics on our website. Also, we have a lot of educational information on our Instagram blog. All links will be in the description of this episode. Today, I want to answer this question: how did John Galliano affect my self-esteem? And yes, some of you have already got that. Today we're going to talk about the amazing, startling, sensational, and many other beautiful adjectives collection by John Galliano within Maison Margiela for Haute Couture Fashion Week 2024. But still, there is so much to discuss. I know that this collection was observed in many magazines, blogs, channels, especially during the day after the show. I remember when I was just scrolling through my IG, almost all the reels were about it. I was like, oh my gosh, don't spoil it, please. I want to watch the whole show first because it's really worth it. I watched it. I was in a cultural shock. It's true fashion, I guess. Art. It's true art. If you haven't watched the show, please do it. It's really great. It would be really nice if you watch the show first and then listen this episode because it will be more educational and interesting, I guess, for you. Turning back to the topic. I've already said that Galliano's collection was everywhere. Every detail was meticulously studied, but no one talked about its influence on women's body perception. I guess it has an immense impact on the way beauty standards are slowly but surely moving into a better era. We should talk about it. Now, take your favorite cup of tea or coffee, whatever you like. Sit in a cozy, comfortable place. Get ready to listen to this episode till the end. You will find a lot of curious things about yourself, psychology, and apparently fashion. The first thing I want to talk about is pubic hair. Yes, you heard it correctly. In the show, there were a few models in really sensual and transparent dresses which revealed such a subtle detail as pubic hair. Many critics, audience as a whole, were shocked, a little bit surprised. Of course, it was fake, but still, Galliano made a focus on the fact that women have hair on their bodies, and it's okay. It's just okay. The whole image of a model wouldn't change without the detail, because Fashion Week is about fashion, fabrics, silhouettes, not body structure and something even, sometimes even not about fashion models itself. But John Galliano decided to create this attachable hair to show us that pubic hair lives matter. I really love the idea. Haven't noticed that, I was impressed and like, do I see it correctly? But I saw it correctly and I really love it, as I said before. I guess fashion has started presenting women not as beautiful dolls, not only as a beautiful dolls, but as humans who are naturally beautiful, deserve to have hair, not be punished for that. It has an inevitable effect on the way we embrace ourselves. It kinda allows us to look the way we look naturally, not hiding some parts of our biological structure, feeling ashamed of that. It enables us to feel free, except that we have pubic hair on other parts, our body. I got an insight that some time ago, Subconsciously, I felt like I'm a bad person and not worth the things that I want in my life when I looked not in a better way. I know it sounds crazy, but I felt like that. I accept that. The way I looked determined my attitude towards the life I deserved, even when I loudly said that I was body positive and fully accepted myself. I guess it's really healing way step to accept that you felt in a negative way before, or you feel so now, because this step, this thought will heal your self-image and self-esteem. And you will understand that now I'm not in a better era of myself, but I'm willing to work on it. I guess it's cool anyway. And if you have the same feelings that you should accept it, honestly say, okay, it is what it is. Yeah, I should just work on it. Not negatively, but positively. Be gentle to yourself and your inner child. Everything will be okay. Turning back to our topic, now fashion industry is shifting towards its positive version and starting to support us through art. As I said, it's reflected in our self-talk, thoughts, and mindset as a whole every day. Personally, I've already noticed that in my life. I want to share with you a phrase which I came across by accident. This phrase by Martin Marjola, the founder of Maison Marjola, which touched me so much. The female body is like any other body. And I guess Galiano promotes the concept as well. And great. Another crucial part of the show was the models, who were not there just to show these beautiful clothes, but to play their roles. Be the show determined that. Galiano was inspired by Parisian nightlife in the 1920s, 30s, creating the collection, which was clearly reflected in the whole concept of the show. Plays, music, models, decorations, everything. Models acted as actors to bring the audience to the streets of the night Paris of the last century. It was cool. Even watching it virtually, I felt like I'm there right now. I felt this cold vent wind and it was wow. Also, non-stride size models were used for the show. It's one more revolution that John Galliano did. You may say, Stacy, but all brands use models with various types of body now. It's not a revolution at all. I would say, yes, you're right, but all the time it feels like we have to use models plus size to look women friendly and not lose customers and money. So that's why there are a few plus size models in our shows, ambassador list and campaigns. But no one pays attention to the fact that in most cases the plus size models look unsuitable in the outfits they present. Personally, I don't see honesty in this, and maybe some of you feel the same way. Brands just add diversity for diversity. In our case that we are discussing now, John Galliano's collection for Maison Marjola, it's different. It's totally different. Clothes were made specifically for model sizes to look naturally and suitable. It's seen clearly. I feel it, and most people did. It's like honest talk to audience, to models, to the industry itself. Finally, I want to talk about the song that opened the fashion show, Now I Don't Need Your Love by Lucky Love. I guess it's an anthem of the collection and the show. that says to us, hey, you don't need to be accepted by others to feel good, cool, beautiful, sexy, and so on. You should just be, and you will meet your people. At this kind point, I'm ready to finish the episode because other words will be unnecessary. Now, I'm better on my own. Now, I don't need your love. I hope you have found something impressive and useful for yourself. Maybe you even realized something important to you, as I did. Share your opinion and story in the comments and be in touch with us. Love, the Women's World Team.